Between the strong demand for housing and Mayor de Blasio's focus on affordable housing, there's increasingly less room for manufacturing in New York City. With residential rents up 10% compared to last year, property owners can often make more money selling or renting their real estate for residential uses. As WNYC's Janet Babin reports, that has some fearing a squeeze on space dedicated to industry, manufacturing, and the jobs they create.
Walk just a half dozen blocks east from the busy Barclays Center in Brooklyn, and the buildings flatten out fast to just one or two stories. The streets narrow, lined with parking lots and vacant patches of green. This is the industrial zone section of Crown Heights. It's where developer Charles McMickens is turning a 7,000 square foot garage into a performance space.
Yeah, this is
the main stage room, right?
McMickens is overseeing construction here while giving an impromptu tour of the site to Gib Vicconi, a local community board member.
I have a horseshoe bar that will actually loop into both sides.
The concrete floors are poured, but the rest of the building is still in full-on construction mode.
At one point, I thought about putting housing here. Housing wasn't possible, unfortunately, because of the zoning. And then one day, like thunderclap, hey, why not a cultural center?
McMickens is excited about it now, but creating a restaurant, bar, club venue was not his first choice for this property. This area is zoned for manufacturing only. No new residential construction allowed without a special permit. And just blocks away, demand for apartments is skyrocketing, and so are rents. McMickens says where he is, businesses are underutilizing the industrial space.
I don't know if the case can be made that we need industrial and light manufacturing here. Most of the space is used for storage, which isn't, I think, an optimal use for industrial space.
If it were zoned residential, McMickens could make a lot more money, and an area desperate for more residential housing would likely get it. Real estate executive Jonathan Berman with Ariel Property Advisors says according to his firm's research, between October 2013 and March of this year, Crown Heights saw more apartment building sales than any other neighborhood in the city. Berman says owners can make about double from residential space in the area compared to what they'd get for industrial space.
So there's definitely significant interest by residential tenants in the area, and naturally, property owners would love to be able to rent it out to these high-paying tenants.
With those kinds of prices, the local shepherds of economic development say the city needs to preserve industrial space, or it could quickly be transformed into apartments or condos. Brooklyn Deputy Borough President Diana Reyna says industrial areas deserve zoning protections.
Let's not make the mistake of equating what would be real estate development to economic development. They're two very distinct and different individual aspects, but we certainly know that we cannot rezone ourselves out of industry. Thank you very much.
Rain is part of an unconventional coalition pushing the city to save shrinking industrial areas. The group, that even includes affordable housing advocates, rallied recently on the steps of City Hall. There are signs the de Blasio administration is listening and is considering unorthodox solutions like vertical mixed-use zoning that might allow for light manufacturing on the lower floors of residential towers. Crown Heights property owner Susan Boyle says that type of zoning would fit right into her commercial building. It's filled with startup tenants, like graphic designers, artists, and food producers. She cracks herself up at how stereotypically Brooklyn her tenants are.
Well, we had a kale chips producer in here for several years, and they grew out of the space because the business was doing so well.
Boyle says she'd make more money if her commercial building were rezoned straight residential. Despite that, she wants Mayor de Blasio to move forward with some sort of mixed zoning for the neighborhood because she lives in Crown Heights. She says she wants the artists and the kale chip people to flourish while she also makes a decent living off her buildings. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.